Germany signs off on not conscription conscription plan. By Breitbart London on December 5, 2025. Berlin, AP, German lawmakers on Friday approved the government's plan to attract more military recruits as the country tries to boost the ranks of its armed forces in the face of rising concern about the threat posed by Russia. The plan also foresees mandatory medical checks for young men. It stops short of reintroducing conscription, though it leaves open the possibility of compulsory service for at least a limited number should the need arise. Parliament's lower house, the Bundestag, approved the plan by 323 votes to 272, with one abstention. It's a modified version of a plan that Chancellor Friedrich Merz's cabinet approved in August. Germany has committed billions to improving its military's equipment after years of neglect, and the government has turned its attention to trying to persuade more people to join up. It's not alone in trying to bolster its armed forces. Last week, France unveiled a program to train thousands of volunteers aged 18 and 19 starting next year. Belgium and Poland also have plans to attract more people to train or serve. Defense Minister Boris Pistorius told lawmakers that our allies are looking at Germany and argued that the country has become a pacesetter for defense in Europe. He said that, with the new legislation, we are taking a further decisive step for our defense capability. Germany suspended conscription for men in 2011 and has subsequently struggled to attract large numbers of short-term volunteers. In recent years, the number of military personnel has hovered just above 180,000, compared with 300,000 people in 2001, more than a third of whom were conscripts. Now the government wants to raise the figure to 260,000 over the next decade. It says it will also need around 200,000 reservists, more than double the current figure. The plan approved Friday foresees more attractive pay and conditions for people who join up on a short-term basis, better training and more flexibility on how long people can serve, starting from a minimum of 6 months. The aim is to draw enough recruits without reviving compulsory service, an idea unpopular with the center-left junior partner in Merz's coalition. But the plan leaves the door open for Parliament to introduce mandatory service at least for a limited number of people, possibly selected at random, particularly if the defense policy situation or the personnel situation of the armed forces make this necessary. Many in Merz's conservative bloc think that conscription will ultimately be needed. From January 2027, the defense ministry will be required to report to Parliament every 6 months on recruitment figures. The legislation sets annual target ranges over the next 10 years for the size of the military and its reserves, but there is no automatic trigger for any move toward compulsory recruitment. Starting in the new year, questionnaires will be sent to young men and women turning 18 about their willingness and ability to serve, which men will be required to answer. That will be expanded into a requirement for young men to undergo medical examinations, though not to sign up for the military. The German military, the Bundeswehr, will need to build up the capacity to process some 300,000 men per year. Desiree Becker, a lawmaker with the opposition Left Party, called on young people to strike against the reintroduction of conscription and inform themselves about conscientious objection. Pistorius said demonstrations against the plan were welcome, but he insisted that more young people are prepared to take responsibility than some opponents say, and they are aware that no one is forcing us to do anything other than to fill out a questionnaire, and a medical that hurts no one. This military service is voluntary and will remain so if everything goes as well as we expect, he said. But yes, if it isn't enough, and if the threat situation continues to develop the same way or worse, we won't be able to avoid a partial compulsory service to protect this country. 10 European Union countries have compulsory military service: Austria, Cyprus, Croatia, Denmark, Estonia, Finland, Greece, Latvia, Lithuania, and Sweden.